In Hebrews 10, we're told to promote love and good works. For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, drawing on her decades of personal study and the application of God's principles as a daughter, mother, wife, and missionary, Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. And that's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, reading today a letter from an old lady about what her Christmas was like. If I live to be 100, I could never forget the wonder of my childhood Christmases, she says. Years later, a poem written for that season's Christmas card and inspired by our 4-year-old Chucky's radiant little face began, "May all the enchantment of Christmas, which lies in a little child's eyes, the shining and shimmering wonder, the aura of magic surprise, glow and grow in your hearts with a radiance the years cannot dim or erase." The shining and shimmering wonder of our Christmases exploded like a crescendo on Christmas morning when early, I'm sure much too early for Mama and Papa, who had labored half the night getting things ready, we assembled on the steps leading into the parlor from upstairs. We included Clara, Ed, Huldah, Charlotte, Martin, John, Honey, whose real name was Joanna, Emmy, Arnold, Fritz, Ruth, Elsie, Elsie is me, the lady says, and Dorothy. Now I'll have to count those. How many are these we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Children. Clara, Ed, Huldah, Charlotte, Martin, John, Honey, Emmy, Arnold, Fritz, Ruth, Elsie, and Dorothy. Papa, with the littlest one, usually in his arms, led the procession. The next youngest followed, and the next, and the next, and the next, until the oldest brought up the rear. But the procession stood stock still, agog with expectancy. You know what agog means? Well, your eyes and your mouth open, waiting for that wonderful surprise. And then we heard Mama begin the lovely Ihr Kinderlein kommt, which must be German, and I can't translate it for you. She began that on the old pump organ in the parlor. That was our signal to begin singing in German, the lively, "Come hither, ye children, O come, one and all, to Bethlehem hasten." And down we marched with Papa's fine tenor leading the procession and the song. Turning at the foot of the stairs and proceeding through the glass-paneled door, we paused in hushed and awed wonder. In the far corner of the living room, adjoining the parlor, shimmering with glory, stood a Christmas tree so magnificent to our young eyes that never since has any tree been able to evoke such emotion. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, which I believe means O Christmas tree. Part of the ecstasy, I'm sure, was due to the unassailable rule that no child ever saw the tree before Christmas morning. The decorations were probably very simple compared to some of today's costly ornaments, but it was alive and pungently fragrant and ablaze with an out-of-this-world splendor created by scores of multicolored candles held on the branches by ingenious little clips. That the house was not also ablaze during all those years was a miracle of no small proportions. Then began the traditional ritual. Seated in a circle on the floor, we sang Christmas carols, German and English. Stille Nacht, and I'm sure that that one is Silent Night. Hark, the herald angels sing. Oh, come, let us adore him. and on until our voices and our patience gave out. And then when our curiosity refused to be stifled any longer, the simple gifts were distributed. I often wonder what today's children would think of them. A bottle of cologne, some homemade candy, a pair of bedroom slippers. Sometimes the day before Christmas, Mama would walk up to the dry goods store on Dix Avenue, and I'm sure that very many of my listeners, even the adults, don't know what a dry goods store is. We had a dry goods store in the little town of Moorestown, New Jersey, where I lived. It was a place you could walk in and see all kinds of cloth. They sold just cloth. Well, I do think they sold some ready-made clothes, too, but it was mostly for people who like to do their own sewing. So sometimes, this lady says, the day before Christmas, Mama would walk up to the dry goods store on Dix Avenue and choose a linen handkerchief for each of us. And when the gift-giving was over, a special Christmas breakfast followed. Mama's wonderful Streuselkuchen was standard fare, as every Saturday the house was filled with a tantalizing aroma. You know what the word aroma means? What does it mean? A delicious smell, a fragrance, of 12 freshly baked cakes. But now her spicy Pfeffernussen and artistically lovely Springerl, oh, I don't know how to pronounce that. Springerle. I need to have a German interpreter here. Baked weeks ahead. They were brought out, and eggs and bacon and oranges cut into quarters and coffee and milk. After breakfast and a quick cleanup, we dressed for the Christmas morning service at church. The Stein clan walking the short block to Bethlehem Lutheran Church. How meaningful that morning. Must have been a sight to behold. But the real sight to behold was revealed by word and song in the quiet sanctuary. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name, what? Emmanuel, which means God with us. I think that's the most wonderful name of our Savior, God with us. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And that's the end of this lady's description of her childhood Christmases. And she says it was still a sight to behold after 70 years. And she was 85 when she wrote this. And at the top, she writes out in her own handwriting, very neat handwriting, much neater than mine, and I'm only 70, and my handwriting has deteriorated greatly. But hers is beautiful. She says, "Warm and heartfelt greetings to all of you dear ones on my Christmas card list. I wish it were possible to deliver them in person and tell you that you've contributed much to my increasingly rich treasure chest of memories. My greeting this year consists of odds and ends from my pack rat collection of long ago. And I need to explain that the little poem was never intended as a Christmas greeting. It was submitted to a Christian magazine for consideration, and I called it Confessions of an Iconoclast. The editor rejected it with two words, dare we. Love and God's best." Now I have just a couple of minutes left on today's program, and I thought there might be somebody listening who has to be in bed because you're sick. At Christmas time. What a time to be sick in bed. Well, maybe you'll enjoy this little poem, also written by A.A. Milne in the little book called Now We Are Six. And you remember that Mr. A.A. Milne wrote many poems and stories for his son, whose name was Christopher Robin. And so here's the one about when Christopher Robin had weasels. Christopher Robin had weasels and sneezels. They bundled him into his bed. They gave him what goes with a cold in the nose. and some more for a cold in the head. They wondered if weasels could turn into measles, if sneezels would turn into mumps. They examined his chest for a rash, and the rest of his body for swellings and lumps. They sent for some doctors in sneezels and weasels to tell them what ought to be done. All sorts and conditions of famous physicians came hurrying round at a run. They all made a note of the state of his throat. They asked if he suffered from thirst. They asked if the sneezels came after the weasels, or if the first sneezel came first. They said, if you teasel a sneezel or weasel, a measle may easily grow. But humor or pleasel the weasel and sneezel, the measle will certainly go. They expounded the reasons for sneezels and weasels, the manner of measles when new. They said, if he freezels in draughts or in breezels, then theasels may even ensue. Don't you love that word? Theasels, spelled P-H-T-H-E-E-Z-L-E-S. Christopher Robin got up in the morning. The sneezels had vanished away. And the look in his eye seemed to say to the sky, now, how to amuse them today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliot. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.